Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, here we go, dude.
For a sports wrap.
We'll catch it up.
Sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit, 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
Third period at Joe Lewis. Canadians are stuck on three. The Wings have got a second one. Thomas Tatar with his 17th goal of the season to make it a 3-2 game right now, third period. Plenty of time to go with Joe Lewis for the Wings to try to catch up and get to that 82-point level and break that four-way tie with 80 points. Somebody's going to break that tonight. And we're looking at the 7th-8th playoff spot right now with about 9 games to play after this is done. Exhibition baseball in Lakeland. Tigers win today over the Braves 9-3 on the day that Miguel Cabrera gets a 10-year, $5 trillion deal. At least it seems that way. $100 million for each of the runs scored on the 3-run homer. He had a 3-run ding today against the Braves. Then he had that big contract extension that's going to take him for another 10 years in this town. Max Scherzer got nothing and liked it. 6 2/3, 2 runs, 4 hits, 6 strikeouts. Alex Gonzalez and Brian Holiday both 2 for 3. And then as Gonzalez was running first, his whole body just fell apart because he's 38 years old. They're going at it. No, he's fine. Everything's fine. Alex Gonzalez is good. 2 games left for the Tigers in the spring games. Tampa tomorrow in Lakeland. Pistons host LeBron and the Heat tomorrow night. It's Bad Boys reunion night, celebrating that 1989 championship. Pistons and the Portland Trailblazers and the back-to-back stuff. Got to do it again next year. MSU and Michigan, 1 day away from the Sweet 16. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Sweet 16 basketball, South Region at Memphis. Second half, Dayton. Hanging on to that 12-point lead over Stanford, 61-49. And a little bit later, when this is done, 20 minutes after that game, UCLA and Florida will go in Memphis, Tennessee. West Region at Anaheim, Wisconsin with a 17-point lead. Second half now on Baylor, 39-22. After that's over, 20 minutes later, Steve Fisher and San Diego State against 1-seed Arizona. Should be right around 10-20 or so. NBA tonight, Portland leads Atlanta, 63-52 in the third. LaMarcus Aldridge with 16. Houston only has a 7-point lead on the Sixers. Look at Philadelphia tonight, huh? 55-48 in the second quarter. And, of course, if Philadelphia loses that game, they tie the all-time record for futility with 26 losses in a row. Halftime, Boston leads the Lakers 55-53. First quarter at Dallas, the Clippers over the Mavs 29-26. Other NHL, Bruins shutting out the Blackhawks, third period 3-0. Coyotes over the Devils 2-1 third. 2-2 Kings Penguins in the third. Islanders lead the Lightning. Wings have just tied up the game. It's now 3-3. Got a 3-3 game at Joe Lewis. Islanders 2-1 over the Lightning in the second. Hurricanes lead the Panthers 3-0 second. TJ Oshie with his 19th. The Blues lead Minnesota 1-0 first. And the Preds over the Sabres now in the second 3-0. Canucks and Avs just getting started at the Pepsi Center. PGA Texas Open Golf round 1 in San Antonio. Pat Perez and Danny Lee 4-under par 68. They're up by 1 on 4 others. Phil Mickelson a terrible. He's 9 back. 5-over par 77. And Sony Open Tennis, we call it the 5th Grand Slam. Women's semifinals at Key Biscayne. Serena Williams over Maria Sharapova, 6-4, 6-3. Most likely, Serena and Li Na will play for the championship on Saturday. That is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts, 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers.
Absolutely.
There you have it. Well, you know what it is? Well, you know, hold on. I'll tell you what it is in a second. You know what it is today, Rob Parker?
What's that? I got a special shout-out right after this.
Well, but I think you know what it is today.
It's a TV theme song Thursday. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000.
Are we up? Who's there? You know what this is?
Family Ties. Right?
I bet we've been together for a
minute. Oh, you're playing one? I thought you were playing me.
And I bet we'll be
then I'll put it back on hold. Is this Family Ties?
Yeah.
Alex P. Keaton?
Oh, it's like I started breathing.
How come the Michael J. Fox show? I liked it. And did you like it, Dan?
I didn't have anybody. Nobody was watching it.
He plays a newsman at WNBC
New York. But nobody was watching him.
I watched it.
Except for you and Dan. You were the only two people.
I thought it was funny. I like the lady that played his wife. She just came off of, she was on Breaking Bad.
NBC has so many bombs, man. It's unbelievable. I mean, Mark, It's unbelievable how many bad shows they put on.
What's her, Anne Heche made it onto the show. When her show went down the crapper, and I like that show too. Saved by God or something, saving
All
something
right,
or other.
Let's give a 248-848-1130. It is a TV theme song Thursday on Sports Night with Parker the Man. Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson. And we got a special shout out to Suburban Chicago. He's watching us. Wave to our former producer, Flage. What's
He's
up, Flage?
He's watching us right now?
He is. He's watching. You know what he couldn't believe? He heard
now
the commercial.
I gotta fix the hair.
For Bob Bauer. He said that he didn't realize Bob Bauer was back on The Fan. Not back on, but on The Fan as well.
How do we look? Is Flage live tweeting you?
Flage, yeah. He's
We're not doing
me.
Any tweeting right now because there's nobody to live tweet. So if you want, you can still tweet us, Facebook us, but I'll get back to you guys when the show's over because I can't do the themes, the live tweets, the sports. That's just too much for me.
Well, you know he's ripping on.
Montreal has scored. It's now 4-3 Canadians.
He said,
this is becoming all-out goal
fest. No dead air. You know, he just said a little dead air. He said, you need to get a real producer. What's up with the dead air?
Oh, my. Dude, you can have it. We call them pregnant pauses now.
And he also said, does Mark have shoes on? That's all Flage
yes,
wants
no,
to know.
I've got jeans. It's cold, Flage. Dude, it's still 40 degrees. I mean, it's cold here.
Can you still believe Flage is a father? He got a little baby boy and all that?
For other people advance. We stay the same because we're idiots.
Something's wrong with us. I know.
Hey, Gary, just for Flage, can you hit the thing? Is this up? Can I play something? Because this was one of the requests. That's what I thought we were going to play.
Oh, Room 222.
Walt Whitman High School.
Was it? All right, I thought it was college.
Says it right on the thing. I don't remember how this went.
There's no words, just the vocal.
Oh, I do remember now.
You remember this. Now, all the guys in there, the young guys, they're like, what? Room 222.
You got to see the video for it because it's just like... They're in Bobby Sox. And
but Mark, what year is it? 71 or something? What year is it?
Doesn't say.
Right?
Late 60s, early 70s.
Right.
It crossed over both decades.
All right, that
There's
was a request.
Hayes rides into that old red, like, Corvair or something. I think it was a Corvair.
That was the TV theme song Thursday request for Room 222.
248-848-1130. I wanted to finish the Michigan portion of what we were saying. So Michigan State, here's what I think is going to happen. I think they get by Virginia. I don't, you know, you got to see who they play next. I mean, that's going to be.
You can't go off that,
gonna
right?
It's going to be key. I still picked Louisville and Florida to play for the national championship, and I picked Patino, even though he looks like death warmed over now. I don't know what's wrong with him. There's something wrong with his face. Like, it just, like he puts white powder on it or something. He's got a condition. Looks weird. Like he's every day's Halloween in the Patino
house. He looks pasty.
Does look pasty.
Pasty.
So I had Louisville and Florida playing it off, and I had the Cardinals winning back-to-back national championships because they have the two-headed monster of Russ Smith and Luke Hancock. That's why I gave them the bonus. And I told you, I listened and watched a lot of their games in the AAC the first year of that conference, and a lot of people dissed that conference with Memphis and Larry Brown and SMU and UConn and Houston and Cincinnati. They're all in that conference. And that was a pretty darn good start for that conference. And now, of course, Louisville's leaving. They're leaving immediately next year, so they're giving that conference no love at all.
Right.
So here's Louisville on the way, in my opinion, to a second straight national title. That means that tells you all you need to know about Michigan, because Michigan's next task would be, in theory, to play Louisville.
Right, I got you.
Beating Louisville.
I don't have either one of them winning a championship or anything. I just said that Michigan would go further. So I have Michigan winning, and I have Michigan State losing. And that's all I had. I never said Michigan was going to win anything. I just think that they're battle-tested. And I think just because they lost the Big Ten tournament, everybody turned off to Michigan. Like they hadn't accomplished anything. They won the Big Ten, Mark, outright this year. They beat three straight top 10 opponents. I don't know, Dan, you can tip your cap. And Michigan State won a couple of games to beat Wisconsin. And everybody jumped on the band. Oh, they beat Wisconsin. Oh, they beat Michigan. Oh, they're going to win a national championship. Oh, Barack Obama, they're going to win a national championship. I'm sorry. And just for the record, Obama hasn't picked one right in the since 2009. You hear me? Nine. That's the last time he
picked
it right.
Rob Parker, do the Spartans win the national championship, yes or no?
No way, no how.
Rob Parker, does Michigan win the national championship?
No way, okay. No how. So it's not a Michigan State, anti-Michigan State thing. I just don't think either one.
By the way, I got
Arizona.
Of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever, 1, 2, 4, 6, 8. Of the 8 brackets, they're still left because of Sweet 16. The game's being played. I got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5 right. You got 5-2, Dan? I got Florida, UCLA, Iowa State, UConn. Right, they're playing, aren't they? Arizona, SDSU, Baylor, Wisconsin, and Kentucky, Louisville.
On my bracket, I have 8 right.
You don't have a bracket.
Dude, that's what he's done. Now he'll start making up that he had a bracket. Only sports guy in America with no bracket.
You just had a college basketball player.
I'm talking
player,
about
Division
sports
one.
Media guy.
You got two guys in here who are sports guys, big sports guys.
And you know what Eric just wrote up here?
What?
His imaginary bracket.
Oh, there you go. It's all right.
EP not giving you no love for your no bracket life.
He doesn't have one either, so we're on the same boat.
So who did you make a pick for national champion?
Arizona.
Not? You did.
I did.
Sean Miller and the Wildcats.
If you go to clickondetroit.com, when I wrote my Michigan, and it was a Michigan State, that Michigan would go further. That was the column. And then I said the champion I have will be Arizona. That's what I had.
Okay, let's do this one first before we do anything else, because, Rob, it's time to tell you all about the situation out there with less than perfect credit. I mean, it's just gotten bad. You think the roads are bad? The credit road is even worse in many cases, if you know what I'm saying.
That's right. Do you or anyone you know have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit prevented you from getting the auto or home loan you've been looking for? I bet it has.
If so, contact United Credit, a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest and fees and even have higher auto insurance rates.
With over 10 years' experience, Mark, they have earned an A-plus, I should say, rating with the Better Business Bureau. And that's really huge, because you know it's no scam that they really do what they say they're going to do. And they have achieved results for thousands of satisfied clients.
Let them help you restore your score. Restore the score. That should be their thing. Restore the score and get the credit you deserve. Call them today. Do it now. 877-274-7654, Rob.
That's right. 877-274-7654. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get United Credit.
More Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. Next.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
A little Fresh Prince action. So Flodge is watching and says we look good.
West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Flodge is watching in suburban Chicago.
Lovely Rebecca, you watching it?
I don't know, he didn't say.
What about the kid?
Of course he said he likes my sweatshirt.
Look at that. Why don't we put a camera in there? Big man with your dance moves, why don't you come in here and do that?
There's no room in here.
Oh, everybody's dancing over there. Thinks he's Billy D. Williams on Dancing with the Stars. Have you seen that? Have you seen Billy D?
Mark, you watch everything.
I don't watch it. I don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
I've never watched
but
that show.
But here's what I
never.
Do that you
Not
don't
even
do,
the football
I actually go to, like, social media. It's all over the place.
I didn't see it.
This is Billy D. That's all he does. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't dance. I've never seen one episode of Dancing with the Stars. Full bore. Never seen one.
Never one. Okay.
Hey, Shep's downtown Monday for opening day. Don't forget about Shep. Join 1130 WDFN The Fan before the game for a live broadcast at Coach's Corner. That's right there at Center Street, 1465. Come on, you know where it is. We've been down there before. We've done shows live right near Comerica. Party starts at 7 a.m. with Matt Shepard. Get there early for your free limited edition T-shirt, thanks to Jason Wechter, the motorcycle lawyer. And let me tell you this, Matt Shepard's ready for a party on Monday. My question is, what the hell is he going to make? What if Michigan plays Sunday? Wouldn't Michigan play Sunday?
Yeah, they play Friday, Sunday.
They might have to have Parker and a man pinch hit. You never know.
Wow, dude. No, Matt will walk back from Indianapolis. Well, it is only in Indy.
It's not that long, 5-hour drive.
Not even. I've got a minute to that venue for less.
Mark, it's 5 hours for the average.
No, driver. Sir. I've made it there in 4. In Indy? Yeah. Well, I've done the 69 straight down, and it's no time, really. Anyhow, you can get more information at WDFN.com.
Hey, I want to touch in. We talked about college basketball. We did the Miggy new contract extension.
Miggy and Higgy.
What about the Lions today? Of course, they attended to see Mike Evans pro day. When you hear them looking at a receiver, it's just them doing their due diligence.
It gives me the willies. Gives me the
heebies. They can't do this again, can they? They can't pick another receiver, seriously.
Look, should we always be?
Should
under
he be
this
considered?
Pick?
Should he be considered? That's all I want to know. Would
no,
you?
Would
you take
Watkins
Mike Evans?
No, I wouldn't take Mike Evans, and I don't want him to waste a pick on a quarterback in the draft either. Go get a quarterback in free agency. Find a guy, someone you like. Do not waste one of your 8 picks on a quarterback, because by the time you want to pick one, the good ones are gone. There's no diamonds in the rough. We know them all. We know about Blake Bortles. Johnny Manziel had his pro day today. Had a great pro day. They're all sitting there. Bill Polian looked like he had keeled over. I don't know what the hell that was. I was watching some of it, and Polian sitting like this. I said, someone want to wake up Bill?
You he's better make sure he's okay,
yeah,
right?
I'm serious. I felt bad for the guy.
I just don't understand the Lions' fascination with wide receivers and this whole notion. I get it. I understand the NFL's a scoring league, a passing league. You need another receiver. I get it. But you'll never win anything big until you stop somebody. You get somebody who's making plays in the backfield, you know, on the defensive end, right? You can't just have a push up front, and even then, Mark, they don't get that many sacks last year. They didn't have as many as you would think with the players they have there.
Well, Cliff Avril gone? No, they didn't.
They really didn't.
Ziggy Ansah might be that guy eventually.
Right, and they had a couple, and then, you know, he missed some games. But I'm just saying, don't you got to get a secondary guy? You got to get a playmaker. Get a guy who can make plays, make some interceptions.
Oh, I agree.
Do some.
I'm
I just can't.
I've said this
how
forever.
Many times are we going to go through this with the wide receiver?
Here's what's funny. Of a 7-9 what ended up being a crappy year because of the way it ended, and no playoffs, I still contend that the best move they made wasn't necessarily Reggie Bush. It might have been Glover Quinn. He might have been the best pickup. GQ might have been their best pickup because he's an honest-to-goodness safety that they haven't had in a long time, maybe since Benny Blades. I mean, a really good safety.
Or Ron Rice. They haven't had one in a while.
Sorry, Ron.
Stop it.
Well, Ron and Benny played about the same time.
They did. Ron
so
had a nice little career
to Ron
with the Lions.
Dude, you know what? What guy that played 10 years in the NFL you're laughing at today?
I know. That's what I said, yes.
Eastern Michigan. No, Ryan
No. Eastern. He's in the Eastern Michigan Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Him, Charlie Batch, they were up there together.
He's a Eastern Michigan Huron, not an Eagle.
Yes.
Okay, when they were the Hurons.
But I'm just wondering, 248-848-1130, if you're a Lions fan, do you want the two...
Two
great receivers. Are you dying for another great receiver in the first round?
And has the statute of limitations passed
on the Matt Millen picking
on the Charles Rogers? Look, it's basically two names.
No, you can't get yourself.
Williams.
I understand it. You cannot take yourself out of picking that guy because of what happened in the past.
You're freaked out by 10 years ago.
But still, Mark, you can't and.
They did pick Ryan Broyles in the second round, but he became injured. So
that was up then. He was already injured before they drafted him.
Well, he was also college football's all-time receiver too.
Well, but that's nice. But he was injured, so that was a gamble. You got to admit that it was a gamble.
Only on the fact that they didn't do enough of their due diligence and would have found out. I still would have picked Ryan Broyles every day to Sunday had it been a later round. I didn't think he was a second round pick.
Though. Right. That's what I'm saying.
I might have taken him.
How many second round Mark? Go over the last few years. Second round picks have been wasted.
Well, until further notice, Darius Slay will be another one because I got to see more of Darius Slay than I saw the first, and he's had some injury problems. I am just getting blowed up here.
Who's calling you? Don't they know you have a radio show?
It's called texting.
Oh,
I'm getting texts like crazy. People want to chime in. We don't really have a text thing yet, so I'm getting texts from a lot of people just on the stuff we're doing
on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. No, this isn't Falderall. This is actual show stuff. Said, look, if you're not going to give me a text thing, I'm going to text your own phone, you loser.
No, we'll eventually get all that stuff worked
Chris
out.
Greenwood. There's another one. I mean, look, went to Albion. Yes, I love Albion. I love little Albion right there off 94. Right? I mean, who doesn't like Albion? Albion College. It's college, not university. My guy, Pete Schmidt, used to be the head coach at Albion, who used to also coach at Okemos High School. Look, we got a half an hour left. We'll talk a little bit more Lions stuff. There's some other issues, and I want to bring this up, too. I'm holding my hockey issue for a while because we got other time.
No, we got right.
Does anybody seem to be bothered the Lions don't have a kicker?
I'm not bothered by that now. You'll get a kicker. Why are you so worried about that?
Because we've seen what happens when kickers are not reliable and the kicking carousel. I said I knew this would happen when Jason Hansen left. David Akers was 1 year and out, and now you're going to go through this. You got to go audition kickers, Kickalicious. How about the two guys? They got two guys that are under futures contracts. I'll tell you who they are next.
And
if you don't think that's important, then you're not playing the game.
And last year, you know what? Akers cost him a game
early. Of course he did.
Which game did he cost him? You forgot. Early. Arizona.
Yes, he did. We were watching it at John's house.
At John's house, right? Yeah. John Davis. Arizona missed that kick. He had like two in a row, and he wound up missing it, and they wound up losing that game. That was a big game early in the season.
Well, to me, when you have no backup quarterback and no kicker, I think there's a lot of work that Martin Mayhew has to do. 248-848-1130.
5-4. What game is going on? Wow.
They're scoring tonight. 5-4 Canadians over the Red Wings right now in the third with 4:14 to play. So the Wings are trying to desperately tie this thing up at least. Maybe take it to OT, get to the shootout, or if they can get two goals, win in regulation. 5-4 Montreal right now in the third period with 4 minutes to play. 248-848-1130. Parker and the Man back on the Fan. Detroit's 1130 WDFN.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN. The Fan.